This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Another shut up and dribble? Zlatan, what are you talking about when it comes to LeBron James? What's the matter with you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But actually, I got into it a little bit with Stephen A. and Perk about this one on First Take. We're going to get into this in a second. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Here is LeBron James post-game with George Sedano. Listen.
For us, it's about sharing the ball. It starts with me and my energy, my effort on both ends of the floor. And, come out from the start. And today was a good start for us. And the best thing about it, we kept it on through four quarters.
And with Dennis Schroeder now back, how would you describe just what he's capable of doing for this team?
A little bit of everything. On both ends of the floor, shoot the ball, mid-range game. It's very hard to keep him out of the paint with his speed. And he's able to finish at the rim, too. Gives us another attacker, another ball handler, and then on defense, he's one of the best on-ball defenders that we have in this game. So, he has a dimension that we didn't have without him for that week.
Yeah, look, LeBron, once he has a guy in the backcourt with him who can create, it's a totally different story. And now you can rest them because the Lakers have these big leads, and once LeBron has his backcourt running mate with him, really, because LeBron's really a point guard at this point, at least on offense. Meantime, and by the way, the supporting cast, look at the difference in their play. Kuzma, Caruso, THT, Talen Horton Tucker, all of them play better when they don't have to worry about creating. When that could be LeBron, they can move the ball and they can score, but when LeBron and another dynamic player can do it, in this case Schroeder, it changes everything. Meantime, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, is that how do you pronounce his last name? Ibrahimovic, yeah, I don't know. When his name pops up on the kind of mainstream radar, I remember and then I forget again. Anyway, great striker, right? One of the best in the world, Rog. You follow soccer. That's how you pronounce it, right? Soccer, or is it soccer? I'm not sure.
Football. I prefer football. You to say football.
Anyway, the point is, he was he came out and said LeBron should, stay out of politics. And that when people, they should stay with what they're great at. And he doesn't like it when people venture into politics. And, I can say that I've seen interviews with him where he's talked about Zlatan's, idol is Muhammad Ali. But in the same interview, when asked about a political figure, he said, I don't think about that. So Zlatan is a guy who, it's not that he'll stay out of all social issues. When he talks about, because of his name, the way he was treated at times and everything, that's a social issue. But politics in, specifically, he stays out of, and he said that about LeBron. Listen to LeBron, and a lot of people heard this as shut up and dribble. Listen to LeBron's response.
There's no way I will ever just stick to sports because I understand how, how this platform and how powerful my voice is. And it's funny he say that because I believe in 2018, he was the same guy who said when he was back in Sweden, talking about the same things because his last name wasn't a certain last name that he felt like it was some racism going on when he was out on the pitch. Right. He did say that. Right. Yeah. I thought he said that. So I speak from a very educated mind. I'm kind of the wrong guy to actually go at because I do my homework.
Well, I agree with LeBron, except that Zlatan, saying that, hey, I'm discriminated against or treated differently based on my last name in a certain place is different than saying I'm getting involved in politics. Now, I love LeBron's response. I thought it was pitch perfect. Instead of, simply castigating Zlatan, he answered the charge and said, and furthermore said, listen, given my platform, I have the responsibility to do this. Right. That's, in other words, if I have this platform, not only am I not going to stay out of politics, but I feel a moral imperative. There's a moral imperative to use my platform to make the world a better place. And that includes dealing with politics. But this gets a little tricky, I think, here. Look, I would say the argument against what Zlatan said is that it is impossible or nearly impossible to stand up for social justice in this country at the very least and not have that overlap with commenting and dealing with politics. It's not exactly the same thing, but in the Venn diagram, the shaded area is enormous because politics is oftentimes how you funnel that or concentrate that kind of social activism. You point it at politics and use that as a leverage to bring political change and in turn bring social change. So they feed off each other and there's overlap. They're not exactly the same thing. And I think before everyone just yells at Zlatan or that crowd says, no, yeah, that's right, LeBron should stay out of politics, people need to talk about it. And I would start by asking those who feel like Zlatan, do you or do you not realize that given the situation, particularly around issues concerning African Americans in this country, considering the history of our country, slavery, Reconstruction, Jim Crow, up to today, given our history, how exactly would you say someone could affect social change without venturing sometimes into politics? And if your answer, and this is a guy who said Zlatan, his idol is Muhammad Ali, and Zlatan talks a big game like Ali and celebrates himself like Ali, but that's not, the bragging is not what Ali was primarily known for. It was among the things he was known for, but social activism as much as anything. So I would ask him, or are you saying just if bringing about social change means you have to venture into politics, then you should forget about the, you know, trying to speak out for social justice? Then we just disagree. If he's saying that, then we just disagree. But if you're simply yelling at the guy, oh, idiot, you can't say that, you never get there. Andre, Massachusetts, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, good afternoon. Listen, we can't use phrases like clown franchise anymore for the New York Knicks because there's a new regime in place. So you might want to consider phrases like crown franchise. Not that the Knicks are at the same level as the Brooklyn Nets, okay? We know that there's 7 teams tied with 17 losses. Here's my overarching point, Max. We have a general on the court that's capable. We've seen that. And in terms of free agents, don't forget Leon Rose and Worldwide West.
I agree.
In the front office.
I agree with this point. Healthy culture with power brokers behind the scenes. They, if they keep this up, will be able to attract top-level free agents for the first time in the history of the franchise. Don't tell me Amari Stoudemire, who I loved on the Knicks, but Stoudemire was the consolation prize. And no one else would give him a contract because of his knee, right? Was it his knee or his back? I don't even remember anymore. But the point was, could not get a contract from anywhere else because they didn't want to insure it, you know, that many years. The point is, it was LeBron and Wade and Bosch. Those are the guys everyone was going after. Miami got all three, and the Knicks got Amari Stoudemire. They've never had a real top-flight free agent ever in the history of the franchise sign with them. And so, if they keep this up and they have a healthy culture, then they'll get one before too long. And by the way, don't call them a clown franchise. A crown franchise? No, 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 not yet. How about a slowdown franchise? They're good. So far, they're a game over 500. That's big progress for the Knicks. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, joins me on the Goodyear Hotline now. Jeff, thanks for coming on. Is Russell Wilson, to your knowledge, really thinking about like trying to leave Seattle?
I mean, I think he's definitely unhappy, which he has said himself, right? Personally, I'm very curious to see if this is just going to be handled in-house. To me, it feels like one side in Seattle was starting to leak some information. So Russ and his representatives say, you want to play that game? We'll do the same thing. And at some point, that kind of equated a little bit to what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were going through last year, where people were kind of like, all right, let's see these guys get some marriage counseling. Let's see them sit in a room and figure this out. It didn't go so well for Tom and Bill. How it goes for Russell and Pete, I think, will be indicative of Russell's future in Seattle. But it would shock me if Russ and Pete did not at least sit down. I don't see this going the way of Deshaun Watson, for instance. This feels like there's just too much history with Russell in Seattle for it to end that badly.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Jeff, the issue with Brady and Belichick, though, is Brady proved his point. He went to a, like, the Patriots,
right.
The Patriots weren't bad. I mean, they won seven games without him and without anybody really this year. And with COVID and, you know, no practice and all that stuff. But Brady proved his point. Brady did great without Belichick. And Russell Wilson is in a very good situation in Seattle, in fact. But he may look at New Orleans right now in particular and say, that's a great situation.
Yeah, and by no means am I trying to make a perfect parallel there. I think more just the fact that, like, hey, you know, Tom basically going and saying, like, what's this team going to look like? You know, like, we're going to have better offensive line, better weapons. And I think that from Russ's standpoint, that's kind of the answers that he wants. And maybe he gets better answers and the more, I don't know, just a friendlier response. But to your point, like, you know, I think what Brady did this past year does probably resonate with a lot of quarterbacks, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's Russell Wilson. I mean, heck, whether it's Deshaun Watson. I think you remove some of the fear of the attachment you have to a city when you see someone like Tom Brady do what he did and arguably become more popular than he's ever been in his career. So, you know, I think that he has emboldened a group of quarterbacks that might have otherwise been resistant to leave their respective cities.
I'm very curious, talking to Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Jeff, I'm very curious to see if he does leave, where he would wind up, because remember all the speculation about Brady. In the end, he went to Tampa. Not the most glamorous market, but the
best
positioned to win. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, I see. Brady's trying to win a Super Bowl. He's not messing around. Remember, at first it was like, well, TB12, he wants to sell this. Maybe if he goes to this team or that team, higher profile. Mm-hmm. Brady was looking to win. If Russell Wilson, you look at his list, the Cowboys offensive line, which has been their strength the last bunch of years, ain't the same, let alone the defense, which has been a mess. You know, he's worried about his offensive line now in Seattle and the defense. Well, okay, the Cowboys are kind of in the same situation. Maybe not as bad on the offensive line, but still, you look at the Bears, no offensive line again, and not a ton of weapons either. But when you look at the Saints, you go, okay, that I get. So if he were to choose one of the non-Saints teams, I would really be kind of shocked about that and think, wow, Russell's really thinking about branding with the Cowboys or the Raiders, for instance, more than he is winning.
Yeah, well, I would also say it's also going to be a matter of, like, I respect what he did there by throwing out those teams on the record through his agent. Mm-hmm. I think there was a much deeper message than simply saying, hey, these are some teams I play for. You know, I think that's more sending a very serious message to Seattle. But let's just play the experimental game where he might go. The other side of this is, which of those teams can even give up enough to get him? Mm-hmm. I don't know that Sean Payton is the type that's going to mortgage whatever future he has in New Orleans to get Russell Wilson. No shot at Russell. I just think that Sean probably thinks, I could do this with other guys. The Bears are the most desperate team for a quarterback in the NFL.
History. In NFL history, Jeff. They've never had a quarterback. Jeff, they've never, in my lifetime, I would say Jay Cutler is the third best quarterback they've had. I'm 47 years old. That's the third best quarterback. Jay Cutler.
Don't take shots at Rex Grossman here. Rex Grossman is one of the most underrated players in the history of the world.
Yeah,
but
Rex Grossman would be fourth on that list, unfortunately, yeah, for Bears fans. And you know what's crazy, Jeff? The Bears, I remember an SNL skit in the middle of one of Michael Jordan's three-peats. Remember, the Bears, the Bears, and there was like Ditka versus Jordan, and they said, oh, the universe would blow up because it's too close. I was thinking Ditka. Mike Ditka is considered the most overrated head coach ever. The team to carry the defensive coordinator off on his shoulders, Buddy Ryan, and they're talking about Ditka won Super Bowl in 85 compared to Michael Jordan. Like, the town is so football crazy and quarterback and Super Bowl desperate. Russell Wilson would be like manna from heaven for them.
You know, and I had an executive tell me the other day, we were just talking about team building, and he said, like, when it comes to team building, like, the most important thing you can do is take advantage of another team's desperation. That's how you get just the Arsenal picks. Remember, like, speaking of Ditka, remember him with Ricky Williams?
Of course.
Like, the Bears are now in a position where they are ripe to be taken advantage of. So if you're a team like Seattle and you're saying this isn't working, or by the way, the reason Nick Caserio should take the call from the Bears before the Bears do something else, like, that's the team where you can get whatever you want if you give them the quarterback that they need.
Yeah, especially not a bad contract by today's standards.
That's right.
Meantime, so we've covered Russell Wilson, you and I. What's up with Dak? Like, what is the latest with Dak Prescott?
Well, so you know, you bring the Russ thing into this play, and we're going to talk about this a little bit on NFL Live. We were just talking about in our production meeting, and it was getting Lewis Riddick fired up as well. Like, think about, and Dan Orlovsky too, think about, like, if Dak catches wind. And look, we can all say it's business and that's petty. But, like, man, you start getting personal with this stuff. If Dak finds out that the Cowboys start, like, you know, flirting with Russell a little bit, like, what does that do? So I think that this is just on such fragile eggs right now when it comes to getting this thing done, a contract between Dak and the Cowboys, that any little thing like that throws another, something, a chink in the eye. If anything goes bad here, this is going to be a situation where I could see Dak just being like, all right, I'll play this year, but I'm done. I am out of Dallas after this season.
Right. Now, out in L.A. and on 710 ESPN, a lot of speculation about what was going to happen to J.J. Watt and kind of imaginings and, you know, about fantasies about J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald on the same defensive line. And yet, you know, I my point of view was like, J.J. Watt can still play. But Jeff, how many Texans games did I watch? I mean, I saw, like, I'm watching Red Zone, you know, and when Deshaun Watson's in the Red Zone, I see some Texans action most of the time, right? How often am I at? So I didn't know, like, well, how much does Watt have left? I didn't know he was going to get $23 million guaranteed. $23 million guaranteed? Is he still that good?
You know, it's a lot of coin. That took me a little bit back, too. But I will say that he's the guy. He got double-teamed more than any player in the NFL last year. So all of a sudden, when you put a player like Chandler Jones on the other side, or to your previous point about Aaron Donald, like, I get where you can start to justify, look, he's got the leadership. He's got those things that you try to do to create a championship culture. But the biggest question for me with J.J. is, can he stay healthy? You know, when you start throwing back injuries into your career, I just think it's such a hard thing to get over. But if he can stay healthy, I mean, he's still capable of a pass rush, if he's not double-teamed, of double-digit sacks. So, and I think that's what Arizona's looking at here.
Yeah, I mean, people just sleep on J.J. Watt now because people's memories are so short now. It's all about Aaron Donald. He's the greatest we've ever seen.
Remember what a beast J.J. was?
We were talking about, is he as good as Lawrence Taylor? I mean, different positions.
That's what
I'm saying. He was, when I think of the best defenders I have ever seen on the line, on the defense, I think or just in the front seven, I think of LT first. Then I think of guys like Reggie White, Bruce Smith, Aaron Donald, and J.J. Watt. He's right there with the greatest of all time, dude. What, you know?
Like, if you don't remember the way he changed, that guy would change games, you know, whether it was just pulling an interception out of the air. And we're talking about him again, like, he's not what he was, and that is probably true. But what he was without question a Hall of Famer of the greatest degree.
Yeah, of the highest order. It's true. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Jeff, always appreciate it when you come on. Look forward to having you back real soon. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you. Thanks, Mac.
Did Drew Brees send a message to the Saints? Did he send a message to the New Orleans Saints? No doubt coming up. Here's good news. Even with high unemployment, there's still a need for hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity professionals in the U.S. right now. And My Computer Career is training people like you to help meet the demand. No IT experience? Not for me, right? No, wrong. No problem. No IT experience? No problem. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. Start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. No doubt is next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, listening to Bart Scott on Bart and Hahn, J.J. Watt talking about the money grab, you know, just get another $23 million guarantee, just coming off a huge contract. What about his legacy? I used to ask Marcellus Wiley back in the Max and Marcellus days on 710 ESPN in L.A., my radio partner at the time, and I used to say, like, what percentage? Because Marcellus never won a playoff game. You're sorry, Marcellus. Anyway, but he signed some big contracts, one in particular. And I said, like, how much of your career earnings would you give up to have won a playoff game? And then how much for a Super Bowl, all that? And I think we settled on something like he said, to win a Super Bowl, he'd have given up 5% of his career earnings. And some people think, oh, that's all? I'm like, that much? Understand, everybody. I know, look, everyone's very competitive, even follow sports, let alone the athletes themselves. Do you understand? The NFL is a TV show. And the postseason is a bigger TV show, for which you don't get paid as much, by the way. So really what you're saying is like, hey, give up. You know, a lot of the guys in the NFL don't come from any generational wealth, right? Give up some nice percentage of wealth that's going to stay in your family for generations. I don't care how much you got. You tell me you don't have a cousin, someone who needs to go to college, right? And you're like, here, go to college. The point is, J.J. Watt, like, I get giving up a little bit of money, and Bart Scott would know better than I would because he played in the league. But at a certain point, like when you say a little bit of money, and when you talk about like, I don't know, 5% of $100 million, it's a lot of money. It's $5 million. And I know it seems like, well, how many things can you buy and everything? But the idea that athletes should sacrifice big money because we think it's important that they play on another TV show because it's an even higher rated TV show in their league is kind of... not realistic. Anyway, No Doubt is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. I'm going to get right down to it.
We got you covered.
Let me tell you what I think it means.
No Doubt.
All right. What do we got, Raj?
All right. Hey, Max, you've seen Drew Brees' trainer post a video of Brees working out.
Yeah.
That means Drew Brees is returning to the Saints.
No doubt. I think Drew Brees is going to come back, and I think the Saints think that they can that they're not going to do better right now, and I think it's a mistake, Raj. I think like a fighter who's trained to win a certain way, you know what I mean, and he gets back to the corner, and the corner man's like, hey, you got to double the jab and go to the body, and really what you feel like telling the fighter is, look, what you trained to do ain't going to work. You're not good enough. But you know what you might do? Go for a knockout. Yeah, but if I go for a knockout, I'm not a big puncher, and I'll get sloppy and get knocked out. That's right. You might get knocked out, but at least you have a puncher's chance if you go for it, right? The Saints, with Drew Brees, are better than without him most times. But what has Drew Brees done in the playoffs the last half dozen years? He hasn't played well. He wears down, right? I think the Saints are better off taking a puncher's chance, even with, like, Taysom Hill, if that's what it takes, if they can't find someone better than bringing back Drew Brees again.
All right. Hey, Max, it seems like just yesterday, a teenage Justin Bieber, was releasing videos out of Canada. Well, he turns 27 today. That's right, Max, 27. Hey, Max Kellerman can name a Justin Bieber song.
Does this have something to do with NSYNC?
Not exactly. Back Come on, give me a song.
Boys, Max. I could not name a Justin Bieber song. I can't. I don't know. First of all, I could barely name any songs at all anymore. You know what I mean? But I I could not name a Justin Bieber song. No, not maybe if you told me the title, I would know one. I'd be, oh yeah, I knew
What's
that.
What's the title of this one, B?
Sorry.
Our technical leader. Sorry. Okay. All right. Just sorry. Here's one. Sorry.
All right.
Here's
You're saying it's sorry. Right. I think that's kind of mean. You know, Justin Bieber just trying to make his music. But I understand what you mean. Go ahead. Sorry.
Happy birthday, Justin Bieber. Hey, Victor Oladipo turned down a 2-year $45.2 million extension from the Rockets. He done messed up.
Nah, son, he didn't mess up. I mean, look, if he gets hurt, then he messed up because he's coming off a catastrophic injury. But Oladipo is a guy who is not as good as he once was, but he's someone who's like remember I said earlier, you look at a guy's free throws and it's a better indication of how he really shoots than his three-point shooting. When Oladipo's shot really starts to fall, he's going to show that he's better than his numbers are making him look at the moment. Oladipo can still play. And this is just the biggest extension they could offer him during the season. But he's going to be made an offer twice as big when the season ends. So really what you're asking is the risk of the rest of this year worth twice as much money at the end of this year? That's a decision he has to make, but I can't say he's made the wrong one right now.
Okay, and last one before we get some calls. Alex Smith, great comeback story.
Yeah.
He's played his last snap for the Washington football team.
No doubt. And didn't they announce that today, as a matter of fact? Raj is just coming up with no doubts that there are news reports on now. Max, it was raining in New York this morning. No doubt, Raj. I was in it. No doubt is brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Meantime, let's see. Evan in California, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
He's gone.
Cameron in Utah, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
He's also gone.
John in New Mexico, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, I got a boxing question for you.
All right.
If Logan Paul and Mayweather does happen, do you think the ratings will be higher than the Conor McGregor fight?
No, that's a good question. Because McGregor had an actual fight. But sometimes these celebrity, like YouTube celebrity fights now, are doing bigger numbers. That's a hell of a question. I don't know what numbers McGregor actually did. I'd have to go and look. You know what? The more I'm thinking about this, I think the answer might be yes. These Paul brothers, by the way, They're serious. Like, it's not that they're experienced fighters. They're only going to be so good because they haven't been fighting that long. But I respect anyone who takes it seriously. And I don't hold it against them that they can make a lot of money because they have a big following. A lot of people are like, they think boxing people are supposed to be mad at these YouTube celebrities who want to fight. Why would you be mad at them? Well, because the boxers are more deserving. They've been waiting in line. Yes, but boxing's always been a sport where the fighter himself is largely responsible for attracting a crowd. And if you can do it with mic skills outside the ring, good for you. And if you can do it with skills inside the ring, good for you. And maybe there's a lesson to be learned by some professional boxers when you can see the kind of following that some of these YouTubers are able to attract. As long as they're training hard and taking it seriously, I got no beef with them. Hey, L.A., LeBron has a message for Zlatan, who says he should stay out of politics. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com. Last take next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
You heard First Take?
At least it's good to hear your voice finally, because I know on First Take, I only hear you on the intro and outro.
Now hear Max's Last Take.
AC Milan star Zlatan Ibrahimovic. What did I just say, Raj? I'm not sure what that means, what I just said. Criticized LeBron and other star athletes, saying it was a mistake and doesn't look good when athletes and other famous people get involved in politics. Here's LeBron James responding to those comments.
There's no way I will ever just stick to sports because I understand how this platform and how powerful my voice is. And it's funny he say that because I believe in like 2018, he was the same guy who said when he was back in Sweden talking about the same things because his last name wasn't a certain last name that he felt like it was some racism going on when he was out on the pitch. Right. He did say that. Right. Yeah. I thought he said that. So I speak from a very educated mind. I'm kind of the wrong guy to actually go at because I do my homework.
Well, I basically agree with LeBron's sentiment, and I think his response was right on the money because he used it to make a larger point. But a narrower point that Zlatan was making was not to stay out, like don't try to change the world and make it better. It was stay out of politics specifically. Now, were I talking to Zlatan about that, I would say, well, hold on a second. You realize that if you think that there are important social issues. I mean, forget about the fact that LeBron, never mind the fact that LeBron has this enormous platform and feels a moral responsibility to use the platform to affect change, to affect positive change. That's great. And I think it's correct. I think it's right. But besides that, I would ask Zlatan, okay, that what LeBron is trying to do, or people of good conscience are trying to do, socially conscious people, is at times use their kind of social activism to affect political change, or use politics to affect social change. So politics gets incorporated in it. It's difficult to completely stay out of politics and still do the things that LeBron's trying to do. I'd like to hear Zlatan's response to that. You know, and I'm glad that LeBron didn't just start name calling, because it allows a conversation to be had about it. Now, I understand how people feel about shut up and dribble. And no, you shouldn't shut up and dribble. And by the way, I also disagree with Zlatan even about the issue about politics. LeBron should also not get involved in politics. He should get involved in politics. But that was Zlatan's point, narrowly about politics. And in fact, I've seen an interview with Zlatan where he was talking about Muhammad Ali. It's his hero. It's his idol. Huh. Zlatan, he was involved in politics. Not just celebrating himself, as you do, and bragging and stuff and talking, having a big personality and winning and being great, but also involved in social movements and politics. But in that same interview, he was asked about a political figure. And Zlatan said, I don't think about it. He had no comment about it. So he himself thinks he should stay out of politics and wants the same thing to apply to others. And he's entitled to that opinion. I thought LeBron's response was measured and good. What about you? Guy in California, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max Kellerman, listen, you guys are killing me and stuff with this Boston Celtics stuff. Hmm. Boston is a flawed team. They need a power forward and a center. You know,
who's killing you with Brand, the Celtics stuff? What did I ever say? When was the last time I talked about the Celtics?
Listen, I listen to you and
Stephen A. on First Take. Okay, look, let me just say something about that. They have a power forward / center. Robert Williams, Time Lord. He needs to get more burn. And Tice is pretty good. No, the issue with the Celtics, yeah, they could use a little more size in the front court. The issue with the Celtics is that they don't have a dynamic playmaker at a high enough level in the backcourt because their guy is dealing with an injury. He's obviously not right. I mean, Kemba Walker is not Kemba Walker. That's the problem. And then Marcus Smart's been hurt. So even though you don't think of Marcus Smart as dynamic playmaker, you think about him more on defense, you don't have either guy. That's the problem with the Celtics. And that does it have an effect on the defense and it's demoralizing and guys aren't hustling on defense? Sure. But I think those are the primary problem is Kemba Walker's not Kemba Walker, and Marcus Smart hasn't been there. Tyrone in Philadelphia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hello, yes. Great show, Max.
Thank you.
Question. I have no one seems to be talking about LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball has been doing his thing lately. He's yep. been, you know, his passing, scoring, kind of like a field general to his team, and no one has given him any kind of credit or any kind of props.
Well, I'll say this. I think you're wrong about that. He has gotten credit. He has gotten props, but he hasn't been discussed a lot nationally. That is true. And it's a little surprising, considering he's a Ball brother, considering his draft status, and considering he hit the ground running as a rookie, doing everything that you'd want him to do. Like a better version of Lonzo Ball. I mean, he's shooting the three. He's shooting the three pretty, like, taking a lot of them and hitting them at a good enough clip. His court vision has been outstanding. And like his brother, he can grab rebounds for his position. No, he's been, LaMelo's been amazing for a 19-year-old. you're right. It's not that he's not getting credit for it. It's just that he's not being discussed a lot nationally. That I agree with. By the way, here's a parting thought. How good? I know baseball's not a national sport, but that doesn't mean I can't talk to you in every market about baseball, because it's still a local sport. You still care about the local team. And watching spring training today, Yankees-Tigers, I just looked up and I saw Michael Kay was on the call. It was in, I forgot what, in a second inning, third inning, something like that. Oh, it's so good. Oh, you're getting, and by the way, it's a great radio sport too. You get in your car, got the radio on, you're running errands, or you put it can be wallpaper. You put it on in the background. You don't have to pay strict attention to every pitch, but oh, it's so great. I love having baseball back. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio, Shanae and Golic Jr. coming right up. Peace.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.